Me.
Is this thing on?
No, yes.
Here at Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, we would like to apologize for Red Boy's sheer lack of quality, professionalism, technical knowledge, and his downright amateurish production of this and past shows. We hope that despite all of this, you continue to listen. We all know Red Boy rides the short bus, but please, bear with him, now and in the future. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Red Boy and Absolute Amy!
This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk!
Oh, no, no! Go, go, go!
Coming to you from the dining room.
The dining room.
This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Ooh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy. The views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily reflect those of Red Boy, the Red Boy Podcast, Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, or Redcorn Industries LLC.
And that being said, Miss Amy, how are you this evening?
Fine.
Yes, and I'm realizing that microphones make a difference, and someday we'll get fancy microphones, but we can't afford them right now. Maybe Christmas time.
I doubt it.
The fancy microphones don't pick up noises like this.
They don't?
No.
But that's the beauty of doing this from our dining room.
I heard somewhere they said, you don't want amateur radio to sound like
amateur radio.
Exactly.
Well, so, of course, because we would want to sink a whole bunch of money into something we're not going to ever make any money on.
We might.
Yeah, really? Really? We're going to make some money on this? I doubt it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
So how have you been, Amy?
I've been okay. Yeah. It's been a rough day.
It has been a very long day, so that's why we thought do some therapeutic podcasting to make life a little bit better. All right, maybe I'm equalized. There we go. My mic will be the same as yours. How about that? That's a novel concept. So I have some great ideas tonight. Now I'm too loud. I have some great ideas tonight. That's another thing they said. Get a compressor. Apparently a compressor will like make everything even, which would be a total novel.
You know, we probably won't be doing that either.
Christmas.
Oh,
I'm thinking
yeah.
Christmas presents.
I'm thinking Christmas, no.
I'm thinking Christmas present from Mom.
You know what I'm thinking about? A Christmas present from your folks? Money to go to an entertainment center. You planted seed, buddy?
I planted a seed. Okay, speaking of seeds, and I had a whole lot of sound effects for tonight, but I had to throw some overboard because I'm apparently a moron, but I had to throw some overboard because I ran out of space for my other great idea. But that leads me into the first pot. See, if we had real...
I didn't do it that way.
But we had good mics. We wouldn't have this problem.
Oh, whatever.
Radio Shack crap just ain't cutting it. Okay,
they are fine.
But you lead me into the first part of tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, or should I say, lady and gentlemen, Red Boy Industries, Redcorn LLC, and all of its subsidiaries will not be attending the podcast conference in California. I was officially denied access to monetary subsidies to attend the conference in California. Apparently my business case did not survive.
So where were you going to? Sunny Miami!
Yeah, so if I'm lucky, I get to go to Miami, which has nothing to do with podcasting or anything. They wanted to be sure I did not have any fun, and I think they sensed a bit of fun coming along to the conference in Cali. So I will not be attending the podcasting conference, much to my dismay.
Yeah, you won't be because you also can't go on your own because you have to do re me.
Yes, exactly. So I said, well, maybe where could we find money? So I said, you know what? Well, I'm not going to... I'm going to back that down again.
Yeah, there's no money for that.
Well, so I said, okay, well...
No money.
I can't go to the conference. And I'm starting to work for my dad a little bit. And I'm going to get some extra money. So then I could maybe do something else. And then I thought I would cross to the dark side and buy a minivan. So not only am I giving up my own vehicle to go to the minivan side, I'm denied crossing over. I am willing to work extra to cross over to the dark side. It's like paying to get into hell and I get told no.
Where is my laugh track right now? I want the Wicked Witch of the West going.
And that's why we need a compressor.
And we will not be getting a minivan.
So I have been not
denied.
My quote was going to be, there's a, not a quote, but there's a verse in the Bible where you will deny me three times. I've been denied twice, and the third time.
Oh, my gosh.
We won't talk about it on this family podcast.
Could we not equate the crucifixion of Christ and the denial of Peter to your denial?
Oh, they said the denial of Peter.
Well, Peter's denial of Christ, okay. I should say.
Not the denial of my Peter.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Isn't that number three?
Well, I wasn't going to go there, Amy, but if you insist, fine.
Never mind. Let's not go there. But anyways, this has kind of been funny.
I love how you... Yes, I know. So, Amy's on a high road because Matt's been denied.
So, the other nay people who are out there.
What's the
story? I'm home. My son and I are here, and all of a sudden, in comes somebody, and...
Me.
He's like, Luke's like, there's a new car out front. So, we had to go drive around, and it's this very nice navy blue
minivan.
Very nice.
It wasn't a pimpin' minivan, but, you know, minivans.
No, it was great. So we drove around. I drove around the block a couple times.
New
drove
car
around
smell.
Oh, yeah, it was great. No, we cannot afford.
We can.
So I said to my son in the car.
Let the record show. We can afford it.
Yeah,
you just
of
don't
course,
want
to because we want to strap. We want to be, you like to be strapped. Because
I like to spend every dime I
exactly.
have.
Exactly. Yeah. So I said no. So I said to our son, I said, Luke goes, the other day goes, why can't we get the minivan, Mom?
Because Mommy's evil.
And then I said, honey, I said, do you like going to Disney World? And he said, what
do you
mean?
You did not.
I said, well, if we save up our money, I go, if we get a minivan, we won't be able to go to Disney World as soon as we want to the next time. And he goes, I go, do you want a minivan? He goes, nope, I want to go to Disney World.
Oh, you're dropping Mickey Mouse on him. I see
you
how
bet.
You are.
So I'm sticking to my guns, buddy. You got 2.5 years and then you can get your minivan.
Yes. Fine, fine, fine. Whatever you say. Okay.
So, anyways, let's
on to the next topic.
Yes.
Mr. Aaron has his pimping points,
yeah.
Which we are lagging in. He said that saying Big Show, Big Show, Big Show doesn't count.
Okay.
So I say, we say it's BigShowRadio.com. And do you recognize this, Amy? It's Big Pimpin', baby. I couldn't come up with anything clever. Borderline came up with the top 5 reasons to listen to the Big Show podcast. I couldn't come up with 2. So,
here's the Big Pimpin'.
So I'm pimping his podcast. Can I pimp your ride? I'm going to pimp his podcast.
Thank heavens I can't see you.
I'm down. I'll say. So there you go. Not only did we pimp the Big Show, we big pimped the Big Show. Don't you think that's great?
I think you're a strange man.
I am a strange man.
Anyways, listen to Aaron's show, because it's probably far more entertaining than ours.
Well, only because he has Jenae, and they played...
No, because they have time to do research and to do stuff.
I wouldn't call what Aaron does research.
They do a little show prep. We don't.
Amy, what do you call all this? I have news. I have show prep out the yin-yang. And it still sucks. So what's the point? Better mics. That's what we need. There you go.
Okay.
But I did learn.
So what's the next point?
Well, I was listening to a podcast 411.
This is what you do at work.
Well, yeah, because I have time to listen. It's not slacking. I work on the computer all day, so I have time to listen to stuff, i.e. podcasts. So I'm listening to podcast 411.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to Rob interview Kat from the Catfish Show.
Why don't you ever get interviewed?
Well, because Rob doesn't like me, apparently. I don't know.
Okay.
We were on Zaldor's World.
We were?
Yeah, Les from Zaldor's World. We're on that show. Oh. Well, I was. You weren't. You were asleep, so that doesn't count. Anywho, so I'm listening. They had the Catfish Show, and I forgot. I hadn't in my great transition to iTunes. Quick. That needed to be a video podcast right there. I had forgot to... Catfish on my show on the Maya cast again. So anyway, long story short, she's on my feeds again.
Okay.
But what they talked about in the last show was lurkers. Do you know what a lurker is, Amy?
Well, a lurker in my world is someone who goes out to the Yahoo groups and just reads.
Okay. Well, you're right. That would be a lurker in podcast world. It'd be somebody who just listens to podcasts and does not participate.
Okay.
So what?
What the heck do you think I do?
I know. But my point is I know we have listeners.
Do we have lurkers?
Well, we apparently do because...
Listeners who are lurkers?
I have no voicemail and no email, no listener email to cover this week. No voicemail to cover this week.
Because you know what?
We need some participation from the lurkers. The lurkers of the group participate. Voicemails 206-888-GEEK. Email me, redboy@redboypodcast.com, or Amy's email is amy@redboypodcast.com, or can'tremembercrap@redboypodcast.com. So send us, we want to hear from the lurkers, or anybody.
Lurkers, come on, we need lurkers.
Or anybody. You know what? Even if you don't like the show, that'd be great, we could hear that.
I don't like the show.com.
Amy doesn't like the show.com. That would be fine. That would be good. So we pimped the big show, we big pimped the big show, if it were. And now it's time, Amy.
Yes, Matthew.
I wasn't going to do this, but I think I will do it this week. This is going to be a musical genre week, if it was.
You going to read something again?
I emailed our good friends over at BlueDogBanter.com for the Blue Dog Banter podcast. And
can I get some more snacks?
Yes, go get more snacks while I... Give me a beer while you're at it, please. No, I don't have the refrigerator like Mr. X does.
I'm just teasing.
So I emailed them saying, you've been held hostage. As we said in the last show, we're holding the spoken rap theater concept hostage until they decide to podcast again.
I think they're going to podcast tomorrow.
Oh,
Tomorrow's the 26th.
Yeah, they're supposed to be in a hot air
balloon. Hey, from an air balloon. Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, finally. Jesus.
It'll be fun.
So what I emailed...
I think we should go down there this weekend. Down to Lincoln and go down and see the hot air balloon.
We go, woo!
Well, I don't think we can because we have to clean the garage.
The basement. That's a problem. But I emailed them, until you do another show, the Red Boy Podcast has officially decided to hold hostage Spoken Rap Theater until a Blue Dog Banter decides to get off their... get their
booties
shit done.
Get off their booties and podcast.
And then for proof, please see the Red Boy Podcast. And I had a reply, this is frightening for us. Indeed. So, they are scared. We have them on the run.
We have them on the run.
Have an intro for...
Since one of the members lives up the street, I hardly think we have them on the run.
They just walk down to our house.
And beat us up.
Yeah. So, this week for Spoken Rap Theater...
I think I should read it. It'd probably be better if I read it. Because you don't really have a very good rhythm for being a DJ.
Oh, bite me. Aaron had a suggestion, but it would have had more editing than our suggestion.
Bleep.
So you wanted Will Smith, so I brought in a little Will
Did
Smith.
Did you bring a good one?
Yes. This week's request is Will Smith. The selection is Will Smith's Miami.
I didn't want that one. I wanted Summertime for the conclusion of summer.
You wanted Summertime?
That's all right.
Why? You want to do Summertime?
No, I just want you to be done with this part of the show.
Hey, I at least got one comment from doing it. I got two, so, you know.
Are they from lurkers?
No, it's from Aaron.
So. Okay. Okay.
Aaron always comments, so that doesn't count. Here we go. Ready? Here I am in the place where I come let go. Which, I'm going to stop right there on the first line. Because I thought it was where I am... here I am in the place where I can't let go. It's where I come let go. That may be a typo from the place I got the lyrics. Why do you have your headphones off?
Because I don't want to hear it.
You need... But you can't hear you, and that's what I need you to do. Anyway.
I don't want to listen to this part.
Here I am in the place where I come let go. Miami, the bass, and the sunset low. And I am a bass fan, so... The boys that go boom. Every day like a Mardi Gras, everybody party all day. No work, all play. Okay?
Okay.
So we sip a little something, lay the rest to spill. So I guess they have enough money to just throw booze around at the club.
Please just continue with their lyrics. There's not supposed to be ad-libbing.
Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. So they're wasting alcohol.
Okay, could carry on.
Could carry on. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, "Hi, Will." Which is what the... Oh! Hold on. I can still hear it. Hold on. Amy has unplugged our headphones, and we're like two morons trying to listen to nothing.
I had to turn away. It's embarrassing.
Okay, so the ladies were like, "Hi, Will."
Can't do it.
Can y'all feel me? All ages and races. Real sweet faces. Every different nation. Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, Black, White, Cuban, and Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing. But every time I come, I always wind up staying. And Amy walked away. So this should be the Lone Red Boy spoken rap theater completion. This is the type of town I could spend a few days in.
Ouch.
Miami that keeps the roof blazing. Amy walked away, pulled the headphones out of her head, and had an earbud fuzzy still in her ear. Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn. And that will be enough from Spoken Rap Theater. Thank you. You know what, Amy? I like Spoken Rap Theater, and you just...
I don't like you doing it. I'd rather listen to somebody else doing it.
I'd like to listen to you put your head in the microphone. How about that idea? How about that for some ambush? Eat or done.
I had to go give my son some hugs and kisses.
He's not in the bed?
No, he's sitting right there asleep on the couch.
Okay, Amy, this is the part. We're gonna move our news stuff till later.
Can I have stuff to read?
They can give you a piece of paper to draw on.
No,
you can read the Visa bill.
I'll read something. I've already read the Visa bill. It frightens me.
All right, you'll enjoy this. This is a game for you, Amy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
This is, and I'm gonna, ow! If this catches on, we'll have Aaron do a new intro, or not Aaron, Adam. Aaron couldn't do an intro.
I'm going to say no again. You might as well play your music. Bah, 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 bah. No. I told you we're not supporting his kids, putting them through college. Enough.
Sorry, Aaron. Adam, not Aaron. Aaron can't do crap, but Adam. If you'll do it for free, Adam, I can have it. But
no.
I can't pay for it. I'm sorry. Maybe it needs new tennis shoes.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, can we play our game?
So, the new game is called... What did you say, Willis?
Oh, I don't know.
That's what you talk about. Sorry. So the game is, what did you say?
What did you say?
So, all right, everybody's heard a song at one time that... And don't spill it. I will have an example of one that I did. Where it's like, okay, the classic is wrapped up like a douche. When it's really revved up like a deuce.
I still like it the other way.
I'm sure you do. So
it's more fun to sing it now that I know that it's wrong.
Now I know it's wrong. Okay.
Blinded by the light.
This is going to be asshole.
Wrapped up like a douche.
All right, hold on. All right, so hold on.
Sorry.
Okay, so here is our... this is one that I actually...
That I actually translated for you.
You translated for me. So here, this is Bon Jovi.
I don't even know if I...
Okay, so the key part there is... The road is like an open highway. What I thought it said was... Like Frankie Shanky did it my way. And Amy goes, well, what the hell is that supposed to mean? I go, I don't know. That's just what it sounded like to me. So
no, I told you what it was. I go, what are you doing, Frankie Shanky?
So Amy's like, what's that mean? I said, I don't know. So obviously Frankie Shanky is not a word.
I told you what it was.
So what is it, Amy?
Like Frankie said, I did it my way.
Exactly. So let's do it again.
Like Frankie Shanky.
So clearly that time you can hear Frankie said I did it my way. So that spawned an idea for me. So here's going to be your test. And we're going to start off easy. Amy, I know you'll know this one. But I decided...
Are we supposed to say what this is? Or
no.
Is this supposed to be participation?
It'll be the first one's going to be participation because it's kind of... Well, this is the first time trying this crap, so... Listen to this one. Okay, Amy, what are they saying there? Are they saying big old Jeb at the lineup? Bingo, Jed and Lila? Bingo, Jed had a lighter? Or big old jet airliner?
Big old jet airliner.
Ding, ding. Actually, my favorite in the list was big old Jed and Lionel. Which is funny because if you listen to it, all right, think of the words big old Jed and Lionel. Listen.
Oh, big old Jed and Lionel.
It sounds like it.
Please don't carry me away.
Yeah. And, you know, big old Jed may have been big enough to carry you away. And they also have ones like Big Old Hotel Atlanta and Big Old Jed Had a Light On. Big Old Jed Got a Lineup. Big Old Jed at Big Old Jail at Lineup. I mean, there's... I found this website. It's called amiright.com, and it's all about misheard lyrics. So
too funny.
So you can check that out. So here's our next one.
No, we can't tell.
Okay.
How we do this?
I'm going to do it this way. Okay, this is a Def Leppard song.
Oh, and, yeah, I love Def Leppard.
And what you might hear is, do you taste sugar my love won't do? Okay, Amy, did you hear, do you taste sugar my love won't do?
No.
Or do you taste take sugar one lump or two?
I heard number two.
Do you take sugar
one lump or two?
So there you go. It is Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me. The
yes.
Lyric is not do you taste sugar my love won't do. It's do you take sugar one lump or two?
Yeah. Could you tell I'm a big Def Leppard fan?
Yeah.
Rock on.
I kind of handicapped this towards your musical taste.
I don't know what that
okay.
says.
Now this one I'm gonna cheat a little bit because the line I want you to try and figure out isn't the second part, it's the first part. This is Clash's Rock the Casbah.
Oh, so yeah, this might be
I
bad.
I want you to tell me what the first part is. I'm gonna just make you guess this one, okay?
Oh no. I can't even understand it. I don't know.
Okay, so we all know the last part is rock the Casbah. I mean, actually, in this translation, I have rock the cash bar.
Right.
Which I've never known anybody
that would
to rock.
Be at the, you'd be singing that at the wedding.
I don't know anybody ever rock the cash bar, but what's the first part say, Amy?
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Okay, give me a suggestion. What would you think it might be?
Sharia. That's what I hear.
It is Sharif don't like it.
Oh,
which is
Sharif?
I'm assuming it's like Sheriff don't like it. Sharif don't like it. So now listen to it back and you'll hear it. But yeah, when you listen to it the first time, it's like
I think it's like Sharia.
I'm like
rock the cash.
There was actually
bar.
One like
rock the cash bar.
There was actually some that said Charlene don't like it.
No, that would make sense.
Why the hell would that make sense?
I don't know. if you're clubbing it and you don't know, and you're like Charlene don't like it.
Rock the cash bar, because everybody loves to rock the. I'd rather rock the free bar, not the cash bar. Yes. That would be us.
That's pretty funny. Honey, very creative. I like this spot. I
see?
Like this segment.
Is,
this
may be worth
fun.
There you go. Okay. The
I
next
feel,
one.
You know, we might have to get some prizes.
We might, if somebody gets it right. These aren't real. This next one. Here.
I've got
one.
A spare set of chopsticks from China. We could send out to somebody.
Some chopsticks and not to the next winner. All right. Be caller number 10 here on the hotline at redboypodcast.com and we'll hook you up. All right. This one's from the Bee Gees, and I think I'm going to play this one, and then I want you to guess what they're saying. I'm not sure which way. This has some really entertaining
I have no
translations.
Clue.
Try this one.
Because it's the Bee Gees. They sing awful high.
Yeah. This is actually a live cut that I have, but it's the same song. All right. So what does he say?
Okay.
So does he say, "I know you rise in the morning sun. I know you're mine in the morning sun. I know you're wise in the morning sun, or I know your eyes in the morning sun."
What? Go back to this.
All right. So it's basically, "I know your rise in the morning sun, mine in the morning sun, wise in the morning sun, or eyes in the morning sun."
Eyes.
You want to hear it again? I'll let you give me.
I have no clue.
Believe it or not, it is "I know your eyes in the morning sun."
Oh, I know your. That doesn't make
but see,
sense.
I've always sung it. "I know you rise." Because you're obviously going to rise. And I have to admit, Amy, as long as we've been married, I still don't know your eyes in the morning sun.
No, he's saying, "I know your eyes in the morning sun."
Wait, one of us has got to go, "I know your eyes." That's almost as bad.
I have to say, you are cheering me up on this evening.
I know. All right, so here's one. And I didn't even cut this back. I dare you to translate the first four lines of this song. I didn't cut this down. I actually have the entire song in here, but we'll just do a little bit of it. And I know you know this, right, Amy? You'll win. If you get this right, I'll be impressed. Even though the first word,
it's I know Weird Al Yankovic's version.
Do you have any idea? Hold on. Okay.
I have no clue because I want you to play the Weird Al Yankovic version of it.
Which one was that
one? I don't know why I'm saying
here. Oh, I don't think
here.
I... hold on.
That's the best part of it. I have to look at this.
Hold on.
I have no...
Okay. All right, we're going to do it again. Okay, don't do that because
I remember when this first came out on MTV.
Well, who doesn't? Okay. Amy jamming. Yeah. This will be the...
grunge,
okay,
man.
Here we go. Now, hold on. His first words are "load up on guns." So load up on guns, bring your friends.
Load up on guns and bring your friends. So this is a
it's
good...
It's fun to lose. Load up on guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, myself assured. I know, a dirty word. And ayah. So I started looking at this, and I'm like, wow.
Okay, and Kurt,
you know,
Cobain,
what?
Didn't he blow his brains out?
Well, yeah, but I started reading this.
By
and
accident,
like,
wasn't that the thing?
A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido. I started reading the lyrics. I'm like,
oh, come on. You got to, for next show, you need to get out the word. You've got to find the Weird Al version of this because it's hysterical.
But I'm reading this and I'm like, holy crap. These lyrics made more sense when he's like, yeah. So, all right. Well, that is it for tonight for What the Hell Did They Say Theater or whatever I'm going to call this track.
I'll have to come up with a name for this,
I don't know,
little segment. It was fun.
It was. See, it was a game for you. That's why I came up with it. Just for you, Amy.
I loved it. Oh, let's do news.
We're going to do news.
I need to read the news.
Okay, Amy, why don't you share with us some of your news that you have from around the globe.
Okay.
Here is Absolute Amy with the news of probably 3 days ago when I collected it.
Yeah, it's August 24th. But this is from Ashgabat, Turkmenistan.
Turkmenistan.
The president of Turkmenistan is determined to wipe out lip syncing. He outlawed...
Sorry, Britney Spears. There you go.
He outlawed opera and ballet and railed against long hair and gold teeth. And now the president of Turkmenistan is determined to wipe out lip syncing.
Because why would you want any kind of theater at all?
Hey, this is in Turkmenistan.
But at least ballet requires some skill.
This is in Turkmenistan.
True.
He ordered a ban on the practice of practice across the tightly controlled Central Asian nation, citing a negative effect on the development of singing and musical art. Lip syncing is now prohibited at all cultural events, concerts, on television, and at private celebrations such as weddings. So, you know what? There will not be any of that YMCA. And, honey, at our, I don't know. Thank heavens we live in the United States, because at the Christmas party, we would not be able to.
We can't do karaoke.
We wouldn't be able to.
Well, but karaoke and, no, karaoke is different. Sorry, the background music is too annoying.
That's true. You're right.
Karaoke and, you know, I'm kind of feeling, what was the show that they threw all the news, just throw all the news here on the table?
I don't care. What else do you want me to read about?
Well, oh, my turn.
Oh, you read.
Yeah, I have a new story you didn't want to read.
I wasn't going to read that one.
This is from Singapore, straight off the AP. Border agents arrested a Malaysian man who tried to smuggle suspected pornographic videos. Officers did a full body search of the man. He was allegedly caught with contraband cigarettes at a border crossing in Malaysia. So, basically, you have cigarettes, we're going to do a full body cavity search. We're going to strip you naked and see what's up your crack.
Well, you're in Singapore.
So, coincidentally, while searching in his crack, while frisking the man, police found two video CDs and two DVDs lodged between his buttocks.
Ouch.
You really got to want to have some private time.
You want to have your porn, I guess. I mean, yuck.
I mean, I've maybe, like,
that's gross.
Ran to the porn store video door so nobody saw me, but I never shoved it up my crack
to get it out of my country.
I never had to get out of the country. I've never taken porn out of the country.
Thank you.
But this
thank
is
you for clearing that up for our listeners. Yeah,
well, Singapore does ban the sales and possession of pornography. Importing pornography carries a 1-year prison sentence. So now not only did he put porn up his ass, now he's going to jail for it. So congratulations, Mr. We Don't Know Your Name in Singapore. Amy? And to you, Amy.
Well, this is from Amsterdam. Billionaire television producer John de Mol.
Oh, this is a great story.
Behind the pioneer show Big Brother will test the limits of reality TV with a program in which a woman searches for a potential sperm donor to conceive a child. Oh, brother.
My question here. So is it going to be just a bunch of guys spanking into a cup?
I don't know. His new TV station, Talpaw, launched earlier this month, confirmed it will air a program called I Want Your Child and Nothing Else, but gave no further details about the show due at 18:30 GMT Wednesday.
All right. Well, okay, never mind. I'm not going to go there because that would be mean. Okay.
The plan is that we visit potential donors and, of course, on camera, decide which man is most suitable. The 30-year-old woman will feature The 30-year-old woman who will feature in the program said in an interview.
Okay,
with...
Didn't I underline some stuff to highlight what to say?
No, not on this one. Oh. You just let me ramble on. Thanks for the editing.
Well, you know, I can't.
Producer.
Oh, this is my.
Afterwards, there will be an artificial semination.
Oh my God! I didn't read the whole thing.
The woman who is identified only as Jessica.
Jessica.
Jessica. Remember the only time I've ever heard the name Jessica was in that song that Willoughby Wallaby You, an elephant sat on you. Remember?
Well, that was Wessica.
Wessica.
So they really named their child.
And who was.
So it's not bad enough your name is
bought
Wessica.
A house with a room for a child. So isn't that nice? She's already preparing. The show is a one-off. I should never read the news.
You
the show
do it.
Is a one-off competing with four other reality TV programs, one of which follows five former prostitutes starting a cafe. The program receiving the most votes from viewers Saturday after all the shows have aired will be turned into a series.
well, stop there because, you know, all I heard was sperm insemination and hookers somewhere
hookers
around.
Hookers who own their own cafe.
Oh, I'll, and then news back to Matt with more news.
Oh, more I did news these. Back to Matt.
This is, okay.
We, you know what? You could just back this whole segment up. We could redo it.
No, I could if I did any production work whatsoever.
I know. I mean, what's going on? Why I need production?
Okay, so this, I'm going to highlight this story, but this is a story between...
Can I take my mic off here?
No, because that's why you... did you hear that?
Yeah.
As long as you don't make too much noise, and you're making a lot of noise. I'll just highlight this between... This is a...
I can't sit back.
You put it back and put it back in the holster there, cowboy.
I'm not going to. I was just trying to get more comfortable, and of course, you make me sit at the dining room table.
Well,
not
if
on
I
the
had
couch.
Longer headphone cords, you could.
Why can't you set this up on our new trunk?
Well, we'll set it up in the new podcasting studio when we get done. Anyway, this is a story between a police officer, a woman, and her dog. When the woman returned to her car, So this officer was in a parking lot and saw a dog in a car,
woof,
in distress because it was
woof,
hot.
Woof, 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 woof.
There you go, and that's really loud. But and he only had a little, like a crack of a window, right? So when the woman returned to the car about 10 minutes later, the officer identified himself as a police officer. And he asked for her driver's license and registration, but she refused to produce them and tried to leave. Now, at this point, I'm like, you know what?
Where's this at?
I don't know. I said Cleveland was in UK last time. This is the New York Times. Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Okay. And Woodbridge would still be in New Jersey. You're not going to make it.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
make it in, like, Turkmenistan or whatever. But I would say there are things. When you're a woman, there's all these freaks out there that say, oh, I'm a police officer. Bend over. You know, there's these weirdos that pull women over. So I can understand why she would try and leave.
No, but what she should have said is, I'll meet you at the police station.
But anyway, so the story goes on. Then the officer then removed her keys from the ignition, grabbed her wrist, and pulled her from the car.
And the dog attacked him.
No. Dang. No, it gets even better. The police, he had called for backup, so the police arrived, and they placed her under arrest. And took her to the police headquarters where they interviewed her but did not file charges. Here's a kick. But Rusty, the 4-year-old Collie Shepherd mix that...
Died?
That she and her husband... Here we go. That the lady who was being arrested and her husband had adopted and named after her dead brother ran from the car and was struck and killed by a vehicle.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So now she left the dog in the car. Now she's been arrested. And what's the lawyer's line here? Now she's injured, her dog is dead, and she's traumatized by the brutality of these
officers. And she's going to probably sue the police station.
Well, hell, I would too. If you arrest me and my dog dies and...
Man, that's a country song.
That's... Oh, and I... You know, thank you. You know what? This was not in my show notes, but I heard a country song today.
No,
Tequila
didn't.
Makes her clothes fall off.
I can't believe you didn't play it for me.
Well, if I had thought ahead, I may have, but, you know, I'm not that forward thinking.
Who sings that?
I don't know. I still have to look it up. But we do have, after the show, be sure and listen, I have a song, I'm not going to play it in show because I'm just not that smart, but by Matt Miller. We played it last night, Waiting for My Love, which is on the Jawbone. They played it, so.
What, are you copying off of Jawbone?
Yes, because you know what? I go out there and I try and find music, I don't like what I'm finding. I finally found a song, and it happened to be on Jawbone, so tough crap. Len, thank you for introducing me to the song. So Matt Miller's song, Waiting for My Love, is at the end of the show and will be available for download off GarageBand.
Okay.
That's really all I had, Amy, unless you have something...
pressing?
You know, I found a new podcast called Rev Tim, which is a Godcast, which is really cool. I like it. He told me I need to bring you home flowers, and I didn't, so...
Oh, that's really
I brought
nice.
You home a minivan instead, which you wouldn't let me buy.
And I denied. I denied. Denied.
Thrice I have been denied.
Sorry, I'm not. I'm telling you. Disney World minivan. I'm taking Disney.
Nah, that's good. All right, we know we're at 39 minutes.
I think this was a nice cast.
This has been a wonderful cast. I'm glad you're in a better mood at this point. And I invite Amy for you to stay around to listen to the song as we complete our podcast.
I usually don't do that.
And I have absolutely no clue what the volume is going to be when I start it. Okay. So don't be... No, it won't be that loud. It'll be right too quiet.
Whip these out of my ears.
Here. Well, no, we got to do Amy. Amy's quiz for the night.
What's that? Oh, you already did all that stuff at the beginning.
How do we find us, Amy?
Okay. Let me think.
What's our website?
Redboypodcast.com.
Ding! Okay, what's my email address?
Redboy@redboypodcast.com.
You're almost a genius. What's your email address?
Amy,
either one will do.
Amy@redboypodcast.com or I can't remember crap.
No, not I. Just can't remember
can't
crap.
Can't remember crap.
At redboypodcast.com. Do you know our phone number?
Never.
Do you know, or do you know our Skype name?
No.
We're Redboy3 on Skype, or our phone number is 206-888-GEEK. That's 206-888-4335. Yeah, that's why we need new microphones.
What's that noise? Come on. Okay. There's a guess.
There. If you know what this noise is...
I could see...
Email us.
I could see, like...
Amy will give you a prize.
I can see Just Julie doing that.
Do this, Amy. All right. If you know what that noise is, email us, redboy@redboypodcast.com, and Amy will provide you with a wonderful prize. In the meantime, have a wonderful evening.
I wouldn't count on that prize coming.
Enjoy this song, which may or may not start off loud. We can't guarantee the sound quality on this podcast. And have a good night. Amy, what do you say?
Good night, Gracie.
Red Boy, I'm out.
Well, I've lost all the words that I used to have, and I lost all the songs that I sing. And I've won one time, though it's many times I've tried, but it's better than to never spread my wings. Well, I've shown everything that there is to show, and I've said all the things I have to say. And now time creeps by, well, it's time that I realize that there's nothing left to do but sit and wait. I've lost track of all the paths I've ever known. Oh, but now. Many roads, and I've crossed many seas, and I'll take what I'm given every time. And I've learned from loss, and I've lost all I got, so I guess that means I'm wiser for the time. I have given up, I'll take it as it goes. Oh, but now life is passing me by. Life is passing me. Life is passing.